You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show. My name is Charles Rose Jr., and we focus on breaking through limitations and barriers to get you to that next level of investing. With me is William Palmer, my amazing co-host. And in today's episode, we will be talking about why it's so important to crush analysis paralysis.
That's right, Charles. And we'll also go over the four ways to overcome analysis paralysis and why making a decision is so important for your success. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we guide you to financial freedom and break barriers in your investing to give you the secrets to success. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Rose Jr. and William Palmer.
How fantastic are you doing today,
William? I'm doing great, Charles. A little bit under the weather, but happy to be here all the same. Hope you're doing great.
Oh, man. Dude, you know what? Similar to you, I'm a little bit under the weather, but we're not going to stop. We're not gonna let that stop us from recording this episode, man. We're going to break through what we're feeling, right?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely, man. Man, William, I don't know about you, man, but we have so many amazing guests on the show all the time, man. I mean, we've had some really, really cool people, right? And I want to encourage our listeners to continue listening to those episodes. But man, I love when we get to share stuff ourselves as well, William, man.
Yeah, it's fantastic getting to hear other people's stories. And I love hearing your stories and some of the struggles that you've had to go through. And I love sharing mine because then they kind of connect in some way. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to see other people's struggles. So I like sharing mine because they can help me get through those, which I absolutely love. So
100%, man. And it's like hearing those stories, they just like fire us up so much to like want to share more, want to help more people. And so, man, I think, you know, one of the things, William, that we should really talk about, just because a lot of people struggle with this, and that's analysis paralysis. Right.
Oh, yeah. The amount of stories with analysis paralysis. You can ask any investor that they've all started somewhere and everybody's felt it. Whether they seem it or not, everybody's felt analysis paralysis. So
for true, man. And like, you know, we coach so many students with Dustin at Master Passive Income. And I can't tell you like how many times we have students who go through analysis paralysis. You know, they will literally find a property in a good area. They will run it through their PM and local experts, run the numbers, all those things. And the property is a good property, right? And sometimes this property is cash flow. Sometimes these properties will be cash flowing from day one. And they did all of their research, ran the numbers, and yet they're still afraid to pull the trigger, thinking, what if, you know, I did a calculation wrong? What if the crime goes up in this neighborhood? What if something happens? And they get so afraid to pull that trigger.
Oh, they do.
You see that with some of the students too, William?
Yeah, I've seen that for sure. And I mean, I really do understand it. And I know you do as well, because we've been there to start with. But once you, it's getting over that hump, that beginning of really starting to see and like just really pulling the trigger on a house and going ahead and buying it. And you never know everything 100%. Like when you get in your car to go to work, you never know. Are you going to have a flat? Are you going to have your transmission blow up? You really don't know. And if you were constantly thinking about stuff like that, you never do anything. And I know for me personally, of course, when I went through Master Passive Income as a student, for the first 6 months, I didn't do anything. I went through the courses. I watched Dustin's videos. I listened to the podcast. I read books, not just Dustin's stuff, but other people's material as well. And it got to the point where the 6 months was up and I had to renew for more more coaching. And I realized, I was like, wow. If I don't pull the trigger on that, I'm just wasting all this time and all this money. And I really didn't want to do that, but I really wanted the coaching. I like having another set of eyes on my deals and just somebody to kind of pick it apart and see if there's any like glaring problems right to begin with. Like you can never solve everything right off the bat. You can't know everything. So at some point, you just have to take that plunge. You just have to go do it.
That's so true.
That's part of it.
Yeah. And I think, William, like, it's like, you know, no matter, I was going to say, you know, because, you know, maybe because of my engineering background, I can overanalyze things, but you don't have to be an engineer to like necessarily overanalyze things. You could overanalyze just about anything, right? You know, you don't have that engineering background, but you and I found ourselves sort of in the same shoe. And I remember like how, you know, you didn't get your first property until the second round of coaching. And, you know, through the grace of God, I literally got mine on like I think my last day of coaching. Like it was like at the very end. And, you know, so, you know, we had similar stories where we might have maybe overanalyzed things or maybe didn't utilize the resources we had as effectively as we should. But, you know, we have many people who go through this, and I just wanted to share Pranith, one of my
oh,
students.
Yeah. His are awesome.
So you first thing you said is that he's awesome, and a lot of people are saying he's awesome. He is awesome right away, but people don't know his story. Pranith and I spoke 2 years before he enrolled in coaching. He wanted to get in it from way back then. But he was like just thinking so many different things. What if this happened? What if that happened? I mean, he was reading books. He was listening to the podcast. He was getting so many different, like, he just feel like he just didn't have enough to get going. Then even when he finally got going, I mean, Pranith would literally, like, I could probably write a book on the amount of questions. Pranith emailed me and asked
me. I'm sure you probably saved a bunch of them and were like, okay, when somebody else asked this question, here's the answer.
I did. And funny story, remember Michael, our friend Michael Kwan, William, remember him?
Yeah.
Michael Kwan, when I told him that, he was like, dude, you could probably upload all those questions into some version of ChatGPT so they can answer questions just like you. So, you know, Pranith might have helped me create my own ChatGPT or Charles GPT, right?
Yeah. So if that's the case, you better share it.
Maybe so, but yeah, you know, so it's amazing how you mentioned that Pranith is awesome, which he is, but a lot of people don't know. It took him 2 years before he signed up for coaching because he felt like he didn't have enough knowledge, enough money, enough this, enough that. And then even during the coaching, he was asking so many questions before pulling the trigger. And so he scheduled a call. He said, Charles, you know, I'm having issues buying properties and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So I asked him. So what I realize when students are having issues buying properties, it's either one of these issues. Number one, maybe they didn't find the right area to invest, right? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there's not enough properties in the area. This is what we call inventory, right? Number two is maybe they're not putting in enough offers, right? Because the more offers that you put in, the more you increase your chances. And then number three is sometimes because they haven't done anything at all, right? And you know, we encourage them to, you know, utilize the resources that they have. But Pranith was the second one. He wasn't putting in enough offers. I was like, how many offers are you putting in a week? He said, well, one. I said, that's not enough. If you want to get more deals, you need to be analyzing at least 3 to 5 offers a day and trying to submit even at least 1 to 3 offers a day. And if you can do more, the more you increase your chances, right? And so just like, you know, I didn't tell you, William, like, you know, I actually have some virtual assistants underwriting a lot of deals right now too. So they did 109 deals and got 2 of them under contract, right? Which is awesome. That shows the more deals you analyze, the more offers you put in, the more you increase your chances. And so, but Pranith, he was going through a paralysis by analysis, right? He just felt like he didn't know what to do. He's like, well, Charles, I'm afraid that if I put in an offer, it might get accepted.
Yeah, it's too many what ifs.
Yeah, what if it get accepted? Well, I don't know what to do. I never closed a property before. I said, Pranith, that's why you have the coaching team. You have us, right? William is also a coach of Master Passive Income. You know, Dustin is the head of it. We're a team. You know, if I don't know something, William might know it. Dustin might know the answer, or another, you know, coach that we might have, right? And so, all I'm saying is, he was afraid. He was paralyzed, right? And that's another topic, right? So it's okay to be scared. But don't let fear consume you. right? Absolutely. When you're scared, it's just because, you know, maybe it's just something we never did before. But when you have fear, that's when you let it paralyze you. And so I was able to help Praneeth, walk him through the process and tell him, like, let me know every week how many offers you submit. And he did that. And this guy completely blew it out of the water. He got about 11 properties, right, within wow. the coaching.
Right? I hear it, and it still makes me just go, wow.
It literally, like, he did way better than I did, way better than Dustin did, way better than you did. Like, it's just amazing, like, how these students, you know, they end up doing better than us, and we love it. You know, William and I. Like,
that's what's so exciting, though, is we seeing our students do better than we did. It's kind of like when you have a kid. Like, it's not really a great comparison, but when you have a kid, you want them to do better than you did.
That's right.
All the time. And so when they do better, it's awesome. It's such a great feeling. But I also think, and to get over analysis paralysis, is hanging out with the right people, like putting yourself in the groups with other investors, just other people who have done it before mm-hmm. that are going to help you. And like, a lot of people will look at each other's deals for each other just to get a second set of eyes on it. And I've done it before, and I love doing it. Mm-hmm. I love getting to help other people close their deals. I think it's great fun. And I learn something new pretty much every time. So
100%. And it's so cool. Like, you know, and I love how you mentioned that, William, about being around the right people. And, you know, it truly helps you make that decision, right? And sometimes the decision might be not to move forward, right? Too, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just about pulling the trigger to actually do it or buy the deal or whatever it may be. It's maybe not to do it too, right? And so, and that's the cool thing about being in the right place. Like William and I, we have each other. We have Dustin. We have other experts that we know that we can call up, right? So I remember before I was going to make a decision to buy a mobile home park in Florida, William has a mobile home park. And so he was able to like walk me through it to think some things. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And I ended up not going with that deal, but you know, it probably wasn't the best deal that I could find. And I had William to go through that. Right. And so you just, I agree with you 100%. Hanging around the right people, talking to the right people would be so helpful. And, you know, since we're giving tips, William, you know, on how to overcome this, right? So number one, William mentioned being around the right people. But the other thing is getting educated on that topic, right? That's Absolutely. so powerful. Now, you don't want to get to the point where you feel like you don't have enough education, even when you have enough, right? Like Praneeth, the guy had been studying for 2 years through podcasts and courses and books and everything. He did the Ultimate Real Estate Investing System course. He was doing coaching, so he had enough education. But when you have that education, I will also say, because I reminded him of all that education he had, well, that he was like, oh yeah, I do know how to close deals. I do know the process. I do know, you know, the steps to get.
And also, that's the great thing is like, once you start like buying properties, you get one under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
It just has a tendency to kind of snowball itself. Like deals will start coming, and then before long, you're doing nothing down deals. You're doing private money. You're doing all this creative financing that you would have never seen, never even thought about doing. And then you're also looking at deals that have a lot of zeros attached to the end. And mm-hmm. it's not going to phase you nearly as much because you understand it, you know, and you've been educating yourself for quite some time. And hopefully, like I mentioned earlier, you've been hanging out with the right kind of people that are going to be able to help you grow in that way. I don't think enough people really understand, like, it's not knowing one person that's in real estate. My goal is to know like 1,000 people in real estate that if I need something, I can just reach out and say, this is what I need. This is the pickle that I'm in. Someone help me out. And people will do it. People will genuinely do it.
It's amazing, William, how we think sometimes that people don't want to help, but it's so amazing to see how super helpful people are. Like a lot of people really want to help. Some people may be listening like, Charles and William, you don't know the people that I'm around. They will not help.
But change your friend group.
Price.
Change your friend group.
I would say, definitely change your friend group. And then sometimes you'll be surprised to know that it's just you, your mindset, thinking that they don't want to help you when, you know, in reality, if you ask them for help, they might want to help you. Now, if you find that they are sabotaging you and don't want to help you, 100% change your friend group. I agree with that. And you know, that makes me think, so, you know, how we're talking about getting around the right people and getting educated on the topic of investing, whatever you're investing in. I like to give practical steps too, is one of the ways you can do that is going to real estate events, right?
Absolutely.
They have different speakers, or, you know, even not just like local events, even conferences. You know, William, you mentioned you like to be in a room with 1,000 people. Conferences, you know, we just had the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference in St. Louis, which is absolutely phenomenal. It's such a great way to be in the room with lots of like-minded people and then experts who can teach you something. So you get both the experts that you can learn from, and then you have, like, you know, even just like-minded peers who is on the same trajectory as you. And so that's like one of the most awesome ways to do that. And
absolutely.
And one other thing, William, too, which is like very, very helpful to get over the analysis paralysis is to have a coach or a mentor. Man, you could try to figure out to do it all by your own. And there are people who figure it out on their own, but it usually takes a lot longer. You make a lot more mistakes.
Absolutely.
All these things happen when you do it all on your own. But if you have a coach or a mentor, they're going to help you get through that situation. A lot of times they've already been through that or know someone that have been through that. And so they're going to be able to help you. Like, so one of the things that Dustin does to a lot of students, he probably did this to you, William, as well. When you're afraid to pull the trigger on buying a deal, when it already checks all the boxes, you're making cash flows in the right area, your PM approve it, et cetera, et cetera. He's like, William, if you don't buy that property, I'm going to buy it. Right?
Yeah.
And that gives you that push. Right? That gives you that push to get over that analysis paralysis. Did Dustin do that to you too, William?
So I'm having trouble recalling. I have heard him do it to other people, but I don't recall if he did that to me. My first house is kind of funny, actually. Once I decided and was fully committed to actually going ahead and buying it, Dustin wasn't actually, he must have been away from his computer, which is not really normal. Normally, he's like Johnny on the spot. And it was moving so fast that I started negotiating on my own. I was like, man, I hope I don't mess this up. And ended up negotiating the whole thing. And then they accepted my offer. And then Dustin replied. And I was like, well, this is what I did. And he goes, wow, that was really good. That was great. He's like, you did a good job. And so it just made me feel really good. But that came from coaching and having somebody explain, like, how do you run the numbers? What does that actually mean? And for anybody, when we say running the numbers, what we mean is that is actually underwriting. You're underwriting the deal. You're looking at the numbers and you're looking at, is this thing going to cash flow?
Yep.
Is it really in a good area? Is it a good property? Is what's the rents and things of that nature? And that's kind of some of the stuff that we teach. And that's what people really look at. And that's what banks look at when they look at your deals. Now, they get a little more in the weeds than we kind of do because they're looking at debt service and debt to income and all this other stuff. But when looking at single properties, it's really not overcomplicated. And people really get stuck in that analysis paralysis. And really, single families is quite literally one of the easiest things you can buy. Sometimes it's easier to buy that than vehicles. Like, it really is.
So true. Yeah, because you have like this appreciating asset. Mm-hmm. And if you work the right deal with the right numbers, if you're able to buy, let's just say, a property that's worth $100,000 for $70,000, like, oh my gosh, like you're already walking in with like a 30% discount, right? And so which can be easier to fund. What I've found is when I got those really good deals, is easier to fund it. And so, man, I love that, William. Like, so we mentioned those points. You know, I think that's an actual fourth point that you recommended, is to make a decision, right?
Make
that decision and move forward. That crushes analysis paralysis. So, I mean, I think that's four really good points to help people overcome it. You know, we talked about getting around the right people. Mm-hmm. We talked about getting yourself educated We talk about getting a coach or mentor. And then, like William said, make a decision, right? Make a decision, move forward. And even if, and guess what? Even if you make a decision that maybe you thought, you know, you could have made a better decision. Well, you learn from it. Take it as a learning experience. And what we found is that people who make that decision, especially when you go through all those steps we talk about, you're probably going to make a right decision. Like William said in that situation, Dustin said, dude, you made a great choice, right? You made that decision without me, but you made that right choice. And William did his due diligence. I don't want to say go out there and just make a decision just to buy something.
No,
just
true enough.
Make sure you go through those steps again, right? Get around the right people, get educated, get a coach, and then make a decision.
I also kind of want to point out, it's like, don't be afraid to make a bad decision. Mm-hmm. If you're constantly afraid to make a bad decision, that is an analysis paralysis. Mm-hmm. And if you're constantly stuck there, you will stay there. You have to have a mental shift. You have to have a different mindset attitude about where you're going and why are you doing it. Your why is so important in this mm-hmm. real estate world, this real estate game, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it's important no matter what, but why are you doing real estate specifically? And you could do a million other things. You could start businesses. You could be an entrepreneur. Like, this is an entrepreneurship. Don't get me wrong, but it's not running a business with 20 employees. Like, I think mm-hmm. about that. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'll buy houses. That sounds much better to me. So mm-hmm. don't be afraid to fail. And when you do, because it's not an if, it's a when. When you do, learn from it, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and go do it again.
100%. I love it. I love it. And I want to unpack that a little bit more, William, right? The failure or just even go before even the failure, the decision, like because, you know, sometimes even when we get through all those steps where we get educated, get around the right people, get the mentor, I think sometimes we struggle there. A lot of people do, right? And, you know, playing on that why, right? We talk about, you know, why you're doing it, you know, what's your future goals and everything, but also, you know, why are you afraid to do it? That's a valid question, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And by identifying that, right? Because the first step to change is identifying the problem, right? The first step to making that decision is identifying the problem. Well, you know, back to the example of, you know, mobile park home that I was looking at. Why was I afraid to pull the trigger? Well, because I never did one before. So guess what you can do? You can call someone that did it, mm-hmm. right? I call William, right? Why was Pranith afraid to pull the trigger on his first deal, right? Because he never did it before. He had a coach. He was able to call me, right? And so, you know, identifying that why can also help you figure out, well, what do you need to do so you can make that decision?
Absolutely. Right? Well, another thing that may make it easier, so to speak, for certain people, mm-hmm. you could do pros and cons, like a pro and con sheet. Like, what are the mm-hmm. pros if I do this? What are the cons if I do this that you see mm-hmm. personally speaking? I found that to be an incredibly useful tool. Like when I'm considering, I remember years ago when I was contemplating not being a police officer anymore. And I remember I was going to work one day and I left a notebook for my wife with a pencil. And I said, I want you, while I'm at work, to write the pros and cons of this job. And I'm going to do the same at work. So she wrote hers out, had no idea what they were. I wrote mine out. She had no idea what mine were. And then we came back and they were the same. Mm-hmm. And they were almost identical to a T. And I had more cons than I had pros. And we had to take a look at our life and decide, like, is this the lifestyle we want to continue with young kids? Because we had young kids at the time and we still do. But that may help certain people get over that that little hump, that little mm-hmm. Barrier to the next level, so to speak. So there's different ways to do it.
Strategy. That's such a great strategy, really. And I like how simple it is to where anyone can do it, right? Like, it's not rocket science.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
That can totally help people get over it. And I've tried that before, too, so I know it works personally. So I think that's definitely a great strategy. But, man, William, I know that some people are just listening right now. And, you know, maybe they haven't taken any action towards achieving their dreams. Or maybe maybe they've taken some action and they're afraid to take that next step. They're paralyzed right now, right? They're stuck in that analysis paralysis. Our goal for this episode is that you would just hear one thing in this episode that could cause you to break through that fear of analysis paralysis. That's why we're doing this. Like we want you all to be successful. Like we want to hear comments and testimonies stating Absolutely. Like, hey William, hey Charles, I heard this episode and I was going through this situation and I broke through that analysis paralysis. Now I have this whatever it is. And so we want you all to really stop overthinking, right?
Get around the right. Easy said, hard done. And we understand, we realize. Yeah. We have absolutely been there.
We have been there 100%. So I know I'm sounding like a Scotch record, but really take this, like write this down. If you're listening, on Audible or whatever, or not Audible, like a podcast or whatever, like go back and write this down, right? Get around the right people, get educated, get a coach, and make a decision.
Absolutely.
Write that down and follow that with everything you do, and you will be successful. You will be able to break through the analysis paralysis. Anything we miss, William? Anything?
I'm sure we could continue and go on and on and on, but I really think we've hit what we kind of set out to do this evening. And again, for those other people out there listening, that are like, you have all these people in your life that are saying you can't do it. Well, get around, again, this comes into maybe changing your friend group. And I understand if it's family, it's family, and you can't really choose your family. They're your family. But you have to make a decision. Look at their lives and their trajectory. Do you want that? Or do you want to do something else? Mm-hmm. You have to make that decision. Like, I don't want to stay in this rut and stay the same. I want to go up. I want to. And if they're fine where they're at, that's totally fine. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing against that. But if you want something else, don't let anyone else drag you down. It is your decision in the end. And it's still going to be your decision. So just make one and gain knowledge and go for it. So don't let anyone hold you back.
Amen, brother. I love that. I think that's a strong point for us to part ways on. Until next time. And if you want more of this great content, please come back, continue listening, subscribe, let us know. Give us your feedback. Give us some comments and give us a great rating. And just follow us on social media for more. We'd love to connect and engage with you. We will see you all on the next episode.
See ya.